So me and Brian are both starting our own podcast.
This is a pilot.
Right now we're in an undisclosed location, filming for each other's both first episodes. So we'll see how this goes from here, I guess.
All right, well, let's start with the subject.
So first topic, you can choose it.
All right, I'm going to start with the post that you posted like a couple hours ago.
Which one was that?
Everybody wants to hear about that.
Be specific.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
You talked about meditation, how supposedly if it's not from God, then it's demonic.
No, see, what I was saying is, okay, there's many different things. So if something does not come from God, it's like Bible said, you can't be lukewarm. It's one or the other. Meditation, like for instance, breathing, closing your eyes and breathing, it's normal. That's not anything wrong with that. But there's different ways of meditating. Like there's things where you have to say words and cross your legs and hold your fingers and then start praying to something that's certain. There's different kinds of meditation, bro. Like that's why I said that. That's why in the post it said, Satan is trying to use things that seem peaceful as. What's it called? Like, it may seem peaceful, like you're not doing anything wrong. But
hey, Jonas, can you do me a favor and get on your Instagram? I'm trying to look at the post.
But it's bad. It's on my private, I think. Here, I can actually look right now, though.
Just show it up to me.
I'm going to read what it says. It says, the New Age movement is Satanism disguised as a positive. And that's what, and then the 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 backs that up. And I'm gonna Google it right now.
Because I know you didn't.
I didn't make that post. What do you mean? No, I didn't make it. No. Let's see. But anyways, yeah, brother, it's like there's different kinds of meditation, like there's different forms of Christianity and all those, like those are different denominations. But a breathing is, I mean, meditation, it's different, bro. It's a different belief because there's its own Bible of it. There's its own book, there's its own practices. Yeah.
Bible. I never heard no meditation Bible.
No, it's called the Bible. It's labeled the Bible.
Nah, I never heard that.
When I was at Sumbers, the colonel that was in charge of us, she had one. I thought she was Christian. I looked at it and it said meditation on there.
What was the title?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was the thing was black.
And it said Bible.
It said Bible, it's a holy Bible. It had like a symbol on it.
Probably a cross.
Bro, come on. I know what a cross looks like. It wasn't a cross. Look. Oh, so 2 Corinthians 11:4-15 says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light."
Do you know what that means?
Do you know what
masquerade means?
What was that?
Masquerade.
What was that?
I can't hear you.
Do you know what masquerade is?
Masquerade?
Okay. So masquerade is like a mask. So like if you see the masquerade parties when they wear those masks, cover their face, it's like usually a smiling face. It's usually and not an analogy, but like a
masquerade.
It's like hiding something, huh?
Be mischievous.
Right.
Could you look up the definition of masquerade?
It says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." So he's pretending or trying to hide the negative and portray himself as an angel of light. So, you know, pretending to be an angel of light. And then it says, "It is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." So in that post,
what are the pictures of that post? Like, I seen that they had like different.
Okay, so one of these.
Show it to me.
Okay, so this one is meditation. The one with the hands is meditation. That's the Egyptian symbol for, I don't know what. It's not a cross. Like it looks like one, but they use it for.
Yeah.
I'm not sure to get on the theology with that, but I know that it's used for their beliefs. Okay. And I don't know what the other stuff is. I believe this is probably like a chakra or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
So you pretty much didn't know.
I don't have to know what these pictures are to know that they're wrong.
I don't think
you can, bro. That's how the Bible works. Well, first of all.
All right, so you're trying to tell me that you don't have to know what a picture means.
No, I don't have to know false religions to know that they're not wrong.
How is that false religion, though?
Bro, these are things that are used. I think this one is astro.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay, I don't have to know what it is to know that it's wrong. If it's not from God, it's wrong. Simple as that.
Yeah, I understand that, but
how do you know that's not from God?
Bro, none of this is biblical.
You just say you don't know.
Does any of okay? And like, for example.
Oh yeah.
Okay, in the Bible, it talks about what? About fasting, about baptism, about healing, about you know stuff like that. There's nothing about what it talks about chakras, about anything of this world that people are trying to normalize. This, if I don't know what this is.
Jonas, could you look up on Google? Does the Bible talk about fasting?
You've never ever heard of church or Bible or pastor talk about using chakras,
teach. That's my problem. Listen, let me speak for a while.
Well, you asked me a question, so
you're right.
I'm just saying, I don't have, bro. If I've been in church my whole life, and I went to the school in Mexico and I studied the theology and religious studies. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what theology is, but like spiritual studies. And none of this is ever taught. And being in church my whole life, I've never heard of none of these things. And nobody in church uses these things. And even for my grandma, you know, no one uses this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to know what it is to know that it's not from God. Chances are, I'm 99.9% sure none of this is biblical. And God doesn't, this is not spoken about because we don't use this stuff. And I'm very, you know? Very confident in that.
Yeah.
Right. It's that simple.
Jonas, where'd you find the Medusa?
Repeat that for me.
There's nothing in the Bible that specifically discusses chakras. We cannot point to a specific verse that mentions the word chakra to give us God's view on the topic. I got this from cwgministries.org.
So there you go.
Alrighty. Let me discuss a point that I'm very passionate about. One of my big problems, and I was explaining this to John the other day, one of my big problems with church food is that, you know, there's a pastor and he's giving a lesson. He takes a scripture from the Bible and then he depicts it to what he thinks it is and he gives a lesson.
Right? Depending on what church and what denomination and what they're spoken.
Most churches work like that. They get a scripture from the Bible and then the pastor studies it and he finds a lesson for those scriptures. And he gives.
Well,
you know,
that's what I asked you because different denominations don't do that. Like, for instance, what separates the Lutherans, the Baptists, Assemblies of God, which is what our church is, there's different denominations. For instance, mine is in Assemblies. It's in Assemblies of God church, right? So they stick very, very closely to the theological background and what was taught back then and what's still used now. It's very, so we follow it. Hold on, I don't know what. Okay.
All right. Well, let me speak.
So, okay, go ahead.
So pretty much that's my issue that, you know, humans aren't perfect. The pastor's not perfect. He's going to mess up a lot within the Bible. It's more of a lesson when it should be more of a dialogue. Because kids have questions. I rarely ever see any of the people in the audience And a lot of it to do is because they're young and you're nervous and don't want to be put on the spot with these topics. But what I was just trying to say, fool, is that
You said the pastor, he talks about what he feels.
This past Wednesday, we did a description. I went for the first time in a couple months. He messed up, and I wasn't going to say anything because I didn't want to put him on the spot like that. He was talking about social media. I don't know if you remember. And he was saying how people are obsessed with themselves and that's sociopath. Right? Remember? He called it sociopath. There's another word for it. They're sociopath and... do you know the other one?
Look up synonyms for sociopath.
It's sociopath, narcissism, and psychopath. You were saying psychopath or sociopath? Those two are very similar. One's born and one's made. But my issue with that, Adrian, is that he was calling kids. He wasn't calling kids. He was saying that most people that are very obsessed with themselves and are on social media a lot have a social.
You mentioned the word sociopath
within that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
within that left, trying to call the kids sociopath. When a sociopath, it's a person with no empathy.
I know what empathy is.
Empathy is having forgiveness.
Remorse, sorrow.
Having mercy on somebody. It's in the same category. My issue with that is that a sociopath has no empathy.
Are you sure he said sociopath or not psychopath?
I'm 100% sure because I was going to call him out on it, but I didn't want to.
You should have. That's our job. Church in check. That's what I was gonna tell you, bro. Because he speaks about what he thinks because that's what they study, bro. He doesn't say, oh, the verse says this, so I think we should this. He says, no, the Bible says this, and they teach this that we should do this because of this. It's not his own personal opinion.
He said four verses of the Bible, and then he gave this whole other thing about social media that had nothing to do with the Bible. That's my issue. I understand he's bringing the words to modern days, and that's cool, but that's tough topic.
Because you're bringing up different things that you don't like. Because there's a reason, specific reasons for all those things. But you haven't been here in a while, bro. I don't know if you understand.
No, I understand the topic, and he was bringing it for nowadays, and I understand that. What I'm trying to say is that he messed up in this.
He's human, bro.
I understand that. I understand that. And this is my problem, that there's no dialogue. It's just a lesson.
What do you mean, though?
I should have called him out.
Okay.
You know what dialogue is? This right now.
Okay, so it actually, he specifically intends it for it to be like that. But because the kids are scared, it's not. So
that's
your issue shouldn't be with what he's saying. Your issue shouldn't be what he's saying. It's what the kids are not speaking up.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, man. You know, we should realize that we're older than most of those kids.
Yeah, but it's not about. So look, bro, a lot of kids.
The whole point of it is to make these kids' lives better.
Okay, bro. And I understand that. But what I'm trying to tell you is most of those kids, I'm not giving an excuse for them, but the reason, because it's just what it is. Either everyone's comfortable in, like, you know, their comfort zone, or they're still quote unquote new Christians there, bro. They didn't grow up knowing what. There's only like maybe like 6 of us, maybe 10, absolute most. You know, there's not a lot that have been there, you know, their whole life or for a long time now. They're barely learning all this stuff. So I think that it's because these kids think it's normal to just listen. And then if they're like it has to be super bad, that's when they ask a question. Normally, they just, you know, sit and listen. Because that's what their idea of normal is. The question and stuff, which is a good idea. Because like me, bro, 90% of the time, I understand what he's going with, you know, or I recognize what he's talking about, so I'm not confused, so I don't ask a question. But, like, for them, they probably, you know, they probably could and should be asking questions. Because, you know, if you notice, you haven't been in a while, but, like, usually he says in his sermons, talk back, I want feedback. But even still, people don't say nothing. That's why, that day, if you remember, he told Rogizi, he told Eric, hey, bro, be my hype man, you know, talk to me because nobody else will. And that's when he sat in the front, and him and Demo were, you know, talking back, because that's the only ones that really, you know, like speak back to him.
Yeah,
so he does tell us, bro. He does address it. It's not up to him. It's up to the people, because we're not there to control everybody. We're there to teach.
Look, let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. I'm not just bringing this up for
everybody. Well, yeah, that's good though. But yeah.
But look, let me just say this. He was calling that subject of having no empathy for people.
Sociopath and psychopath.
When I was trying to explain to you that that's having no empathy. You can go kill somebody and you don't care. That's just
okay.
You
know, what was he using?
But what it is, what he should have said. With narcissism. Narcissism is having low empathy. You still have empathy. You're a human. You still have morals. You think you're better than everybody else. You're obsessed with your self-image. You could care less about what other people have to say.
And that's narcissism or
that's narcissism.
No, sociopath
is having no empathy. Can you look it up?
Can you look up the difference between socio?
Sociopath and psychopath are similar. Narcissism is having low empathy, but the other two are, I believe, are having no empathy.
Hold on.
The psychopath doesn't have a conscience if he lies to you, so he can steal your money. He won't feel any moral qualms, though he may pretend to. He may observe others and then act the way they do, so he is not found out. Tompkins says. A sociopath typically has a conscience, but it's weak. He may know that taking your money is wrong, and he might feel some guilt or remorse, but that won't stop his behavior. They both lack empathy, the ability to stand in someone else's shoes and understand how they feel. But a psychopath has less regards for others.
What about the narcissist?
Let's say he just worded it wrong.
It's not a big deal. You messed up on the definition of a word.
But do you think that does not relate to social media and what he was saying? Because it does, bro.
Oh, it does. I'm not saying no.
What I'm trying to say is that he's putting the wrong term in what he should have been saying. He should have been saying narcissism. And my point is that there needs to be more dialogue, bro.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I agree. Every healthy church.
Because kids have questions, bro. Trust me. Kids have questions, and they're too shy to ask. And a problem with fixing is literally having a phone number on the projector at all times.
Just to text anonymous questions.
Because at the end of the day, these kids don't want to, you know.
I'll say this, bro. It's hard. I mean, bro, you really can't criticize him because, you know, you just started going again. One, hold on. I'm just saying because, one, that's... No, right.
Criticism, Major. There's no backstage behind my criticism.
I'm just saying... I'm not saying like that. I'm saying, like, the reason why I think you're saying this stuff because, literally, bro, everything you're saying, he's done. So, one, he has series each month of what he talks about. This month is social media. I don't know how many months ago it was, but... He had a thing where everyone wrote down questions, and then it was him and a couple other people that were on from the church, like Johnny Cuevas' parents, and some other people that were on stage, and they sat down and they read. And then that month was relationships. That was the topic or theme of that month. And people had asked questions, and that's what they were saying. They were giving feedback because they had given the question like a week beforehand or something like that. And then next week when they came, that's when they answered everything. Everyone, you know, that was their questions being asked. So they have done that. So the thing that you're talking about where, you know, we text a number and then, you know, they answer, that's like a, not an event type thing, but it's not a normal service thing. So, no, hold on. Well, that's up to him, bro. The people that are not talking, you should encourage them, you know, to speak up. And, you know, we could be an example and do that for him. But to say that, you know, like, oh... What do you call it? You know, that's a problem. It's not necessarily a problem, bro. It's just like we can. It's an improvement. It's not a problem. I think it really it's really different, bro. It's just an improvement that we can make. It's not a problem. A problem, you know, is something that's, you know, that's not.
The whole reason I brought this up is with this, because most churches are like that. You know, it could be a different religion. I mean, Catholic Church. I don't know, any other religion want to think about. I'm not sure the other one is, to be honest, like the Jews and the...
Hinduism? Hinduism.
Buddhism.
Buddhism is the one, is like the peaceful one where they just worship Buddha.
The one with the big black box.
The big black box.
You know what I'm talking about? They circle the seven times?
I'm not sure. I think, because I know Muslims. Oh, yeah, Muslims. Allah. Yeah, that, oh.
Anyway.
Yeah. Most religions, bro, even Christianity, I mean, because that's just how it is.
I'm just trying to say it's more of a doctrine. It's more of a, this is how it is. When, you know, at the end of the day, I understand pastors are very knowledgeable, but it should be more of a dialogue. More.
Well, that's what it's meant. That's how it's. That's. No. It is, bro. It is. No. It's not. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. He literally, specifically, all the time says, I want feedback. Talk back to me. On, because you haven't been here, bro.
I've been there plenty of times. Literally,
bro. He says that all the time. We can ask anyone.
What church are we talking about? Just in case.
Right now, we're talking about Port City Church, specifically the Bridge Youth Ministry on Wednesdays in Wilmington, California. He does, bro. We can ask other students, right? I am 100% sure. He says we've all heard him, bro. Even Pastor Adam on Sunday says, talk to me, y'all. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And then you hear my loud grandma yelling back, because they're comfortable. They don't have no problem, you know. It's the kids, bro. It's set up to not. It's not set up to be a. I'm teaching this. It's set up to be a dialogue.
This is another thing, bro. 90% of Christians have not read the Bible.
Well, yeah, bro. I mean, that's
a huge issue. And all these people can read. The reason church for first set in place is because people didn't have easy access to Bible, so there was no printers, and you know, people could barely read.
Okay, that's a good topic to talk about. But also, bro, like I said, a lot of our churches new Christians, bro. So one, they might not know how, you know, quote unquote, how to read, you know, the Bible. No, not literally reading, like, know where to start or like what certain stuff, how to interpret certain verses. So hold on.
Yeah.
So they just get lazy and don't even do it at all. So, you know, to them.
Well, that's the problem. So they get lazy. So they're just, you know, most Christians that I've met, things they've heard from the Bible, things they've been taught, which isn't bad. And most of the things they've heard are probably right. But when it gets to, you know, I don't even want to touch the subject just because it's too negative.
Well, I mean,
There's no real comprehension of the Bible. It's just things they've heard.
Who are you talking about, bro? Who are you talking about?
Huh?
Christians are? You said?
Most Christians. Most of them don't read the Bible.
Well, if you...
And that's bad, because the Bible has so much to teach you.
Have you read the Bible back to first?
It's crazy. No, I haven't. I'm part of it.
Honestly, bro, I haven't either. I've read a lot and jumped around.
I've read,
I want to, between, somewhere between like about like 70%. Nah, I want to say about 80. How about 80 something? about like 80 something, bro. I had to write out all of Romans and all of Ephesians when I was in Mexico. And that took a while. That was kind of annoying, but we had to do it.
But you see, besides, I understand, God's first and the spiritual thing would always come first. But at the end of the day, you know, these kids aren't taught anything about real life. I mean, unless they have the parents.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, bro. What Jimmy's doing, bro, okay, for instance, you cannot, okay, I don't know like how to say, like, not Bible thumping, but... Okay, so like I said, he has a series, bro. So one I can remember, relationships, family, social media, depression, and I forgot what else. I don't remember the other ones. But there's series teaching little by little each topic. He's not just like, you know, jumping around or just, he's not making sermons just to be relevant. There's a reason and a season, like every month that he's getting at certain topics little by little. He's not just trying to be relevant just cause, bro. He has everything planned and he executes that. If you honestly do like question, not question them, but like, you know, like don't understand or think, have suggestions. He like loves to hear that, bro.
Have suggestions?
Yeah, like if you have suggestions or whatever, or you want to tell him, hey, bro, this is what
I'll tell him. I just didn't
want to
put him on.
Bro,
the
but he doesn't mind. That's what they want. Like it's like you said, it's supposed to be a dialogue.
It should definitely be more of a.
It's just that no one does it.
Like I said, a more connection towards the word and the like personal relationship.
Well, it is, bro. Like, I was like, hey, me talking to Jimmy, it's like that. Me or OG.
Yeah, you. Cause
or
you're
no. Him, no. Or Eric. No, dude, they are like Eric talking to them. That's how it is. Or even Vinny.
That's three people.
Or Manny. Most of the girls talk to him all the time. Jasmine, Lisa, Nancy, Brianna, Sarah, Mariana, Julie. Actually, I don't know about Julie, but I'm trying to think of girls. But bro, most people go and talk to him. Now, like I said, they're new Christians, bro. So me and you, since you know we've had been in church, you know we have to lead by example. We can't just you know expect it to happen out of nowhere. So that's what we gotta do. But it's an improvement, bro. It's not a problem. Like I said,
they should put me to preacher. That's what I got to say.
Get your pastoral credentials and do it.
No, I'm not trying to do all that.
Well then, preach to your peers.
I gotta end the podcast now. It's 11:30, and I gotta wait tomorrow.
It is 11:30, and I gotta play Fortnite.
So, this is a great first pilot of No Name Podcast.
No name, but we're gonna talk about a lot of stuff on here, not just church society.
I'm
trying to do. I'm trying to hit everything: politics, society.
I'm
18. And how old are you, Brian?
I'm 18. All
right then. So that's that.
I'm gonna...
Bye.